It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Fraxis Friday, also known as Fab 4 Friday here. This is Speak Out 2.0. It's June the 4th. Yeah, Fab 4 Friday on the 4th. How convenient. Hey, this is the voice of the free, 106.3, Speak Out 2.0. And, of course, a little bit of our Colorado River weather for you. We're headed for 112 today, according to the Weather Channel. 112 tomorrow. We start dipping a little bit on Sunday, 106, then 102 on Monday, 101, and then we start climbing back up again in the middle of next week. So it's just beautiful weather, as we call it, for us. Hey, still looking for Frank to call in. He won a prize last week, and Frank, we want to get you that prize. So give me a call, 702-298-1063. That's the same number for you to call in if you have questions for our guest. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Fiber-based internet is coming. Just wait and see. TWN and MEC are partners together in this, and they're working as quickly as they can. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. They've already got about 170,000 feet in the air and in the ground, and right now they're taking and going right to the homes in some areas. And so you're going to see connections coming soon. If you have questions, call MEC at 763-1100 and ask for Regina, and she will get you the information you need. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we got all kinds of stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, art, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we got that faces out to Casino Drive, a pet daycare, along with a mall medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not tearing it down. Get rid of those rumors. Walker Service Electric, he's got electricians all over Mojave County every single day, working in homes, working in businesses, taking care of problems, or adding on, you know. They do residential and commercial, they do new construction, they do highline power, and they can add, they added a light to my house the other day, yeah. When you have puppies, you don't have lamps in your room, you know, so, but you do need some light, so I had them add another light. It looks great. Yes, you can do it too. Call 928-718-9444, 24-hour. And 7 days a week. So if you have an emergency at night with power, you can call them and they'll come out. Yes. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. And now, social distancing from downtown Kingman with his feet up on his desk, it's the guru of Northern Arizona Sports and Recreation, Ryan Frewerth. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, Larry. Thank you so much for having us back.
Hey, you know, you're just a regular guest because you're always so full of information of what's going on in Kingman. And I had the mayor on Tuesday, and, of course, she loves your trails, too. And I told her you were coming on Friday, and she said, well, I'll let Ryan talk about the trails then, you know. But but before we get to the trails, it's like swimming time in Kingman, isn't it?
Well, yeah, of course, at this time of year, as the weather heats up, one of the primary things the community starts asking about is aquatics. They're looking for fun things to do out in the sun. And as much as the kids are excited about getting back to the water, water safety remains one of our very highest priorities, as it is for Dave and his crew down in Bullhead. It's
right.
The same story. You know, aquatic safety has to be a top priority when you live out here in the desert. So, yeah, our two pool facilities, Centennial Pool and Grandview Pool, are now open for the year, and we are now offering swim lessons to ensure the safety of your kiddos all year round.
Fantastic. And what's the price for the pools?
So it's just going to cost you $3 to get in if you want to pop in just for the day. We have open swim 6 days a week between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. It'll cost you $3 a head. If you're going to be one of our more frequent swimmers, we have a slightly cheaper option. You can buy our Pool Punch Pass, which will get you 10 entries for $20. So it takes it down to $2 an entry if you buy one of the Pool Punch Passes. And those don't expire. Those can be used anytime, any year. So we recommend that option if you're going to be spending a lot of time at our pools this year.
Ah, okay. And what else is there to do in Kingman? You might as well come swim every day.
You definitely want to come out and make great use of our fantastic pools, like our fantastic parks and sports facilities here. We've got activities for just about all ages. We've got adult lap swimming that's available, three different sessions, a morning, an afternoon, and an evening session for the adult lap swims. We've got teen swim nights that are available for specialty parties there where they've got a DJ and music and food and bounce houses, all kinds of fun stuff there.
And you've got one next Saturday, right?
On June 19th is our next annual teen night. Yep, and that's a sponsored event here that comes in every single year. It's very well attended. It's a great, safe alternative for parents to allow their kids to have some fun out there in the public where it's guaranteed to have a watchful eye and they can be safe at our facility.
And then in August, you've got a Friday the 13th. Oh, you dare to have people in the pool on Friday the 13th?
That's part of the fun, isn't it, Larry? We always do a fun flick-and-float movie, or the float-in movie, depending on who you're asking to give a description. That's a lot of fun. We bring out our drop-down screen and our projector, and we show a movie with our speakers out there on the pool deck, and people can float in the nice, cool waters of Centennial Pool while enjoying a movie out there. That's one of our more well-attended events during summertime. It's
How
a great
cool is
event,
that?
Very affordable, and it's a ton of fun.
I like it. Now, your splash pad, it's always open and always free, right?
The splash pad is open between May and October because our weather window is a little bit more narrow here than it is down in Bullion.
Right.
But, yes, now it's open 7 days a week between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and even though it's been open since May 1st, we're still getting a multitude of daily phone calls, people saying, when is it going to open? When is it going to open? Tell them it's been open for a month. Go down and enjoy it.
Yeah, hurry up. Get down there.
Yeah, free event. And that's at Cecil Davis Park off of Van Buren and Walpine Mountain Road. It's a great, great way to spend a couple of hours with the kiddos out there, fun in the sun, and it's a very safe environment. It's just a really great amenity to our park system.
It's a great way to introduce a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old to water, you know, and get them out there, get them playing in it, get them so they're not afraid of it. And of course, they get soaked and they have a good time and they stay cool.
That's right. It's a critical first step to getting that water safety that we were discussing earlier.
Right.
You've got to get your kiddo comfortable around water before you can get them into the pool, and then they can do the actual swim lesson safety that our staff offers.
Now, how do they get in touch with who to talk to about lessons if they've got a child that they think they want to get into swim lessons?
Sure thing. So the telephone number for Centennial Pool, if you want to give them a call during their normal business hours, you can speak to our WSIs or the pool manager, and they can kind of guide you on what lessons they think your kiddo should be involved in. It'll depend on their age and their swim ability level. But if they want to call Centennial Pool, the area code 928-757-7910. And they can speak to our staff here at Centennial Pool. They'll help guide you along the way.
I would imagine your swim lessons fill up pretty quick.
They definitely do. Session one was already full. We offer 6 sessions throughout the year, and the very first time they had the opportunity to sign up for session one was on Thursday morning. It was full by Thursday afternoon.
Wow.
So we encourage people not to wait.
get signed up
as quick as possible.
Yeah. And find out when the next window is so you can sign up your child.
That's right. And all of this information is available both on the City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov and on the City of Kingman's Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks. We also have it in our rec brochure, which is now available for pickup at the Parks and Recreation Office at Centennial Park. Our location is 3333 Harrison Street here in Kingman.
All right. Fantastic. What about, like, summer dances? Does your recreation department does so much. Do you guys do summer dances?
We do, yes. Our dance program has been one of the more successful offerings that we have made. And during summertime, the program is structured a little bit differently than it is in spring and fall. For summer, the classes are offered as a more intensive, more intuitive, kind of rigorous dance program. It's a great way to get your kiddos physically fit and to keep them active over that summer break time. It's kind of a drill-down, no-frills experience. Our instructor is fantastic. Miss Trish Matthews is a wonderful dance instructor. And the summer dance workshops, they do away with things like costumes and the dance recital and all those types of things so that the kids can get more intensive training in the various different styles of dance that we offer. And, Larry, we offer a ton of different types of dance for all ages and all ability levels.
Give us a sample.
Well, we've got classes like our Tiny Tots dance program. That's, again, for the very youngest kids, those 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kids who like to dance around to Disney Princess music, or maybe the young kiddos like to dance along with Dora the Explorer and things like that. We've got classes where they can actually learn how to do and follow direction, how to follow choreography.
Wow.
We've got jazz dance classes, the contemporary lyrical and ballet classes. We've got hip-hop and tap dance classes, musical theater classes. I mean, we've got a huge assortment of different offerings out here, and Miss Trish has just been such a blessing to our department. She does such a terrific job getting the kids excited about being part of the dance community here in Kingman. And this summer program is really a terrific way to get your kids involved.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So, Ryan, I have a question for you. Did you make it to work on time this morning?
I did make it to work this morning, of course I did.
Okay, so you're probably running just a little less sleep today after staying up watching the Suns win last night.
It was a big deal. I actually had to umpire. I was umpiring softball last night, but somebody was shouting out scores and times from the stands, keeping all of us informed. So it was a great, great, fun evening as everybody was glued to their phones watching the action on our field and watching the action on the NBA.
Yeah, holy cow, what a game last night. So
that was pretty neat.
Now it's on to the next step, right?
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
It's a fun way for Arizona to really be able to represent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would imagine Doug Ducey last night was doing, somersaults or something. How great it is for our community. Unbelievable.
That's right.
So, fantastic. All right, let us take our first break here and give Ryan a chance to catch his breath. By the way, tonight... let's see, we got the Milwaukee Brewers and the Diamondbacks at 5:10. Tomorrow at 1:10, they play again. So if you want to check out those sports on KNTR Sports, you can do that. 100.5 and 94.3. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Nothing to do, it's up to you.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Spend the day for locals and for tourists. There's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down for all the best shopping. It's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Travis Riddle, Universal Banker 2 with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Ah, yes. It's a Fab Four Friday, and our bumper music today, courtesy of Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yes. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility. By the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building once a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404, or you can just stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions, well, is it nice and cool in your home today? I told you it's going to be 112. If it wasn't cool yesterday, it's not going to be cool today. You better call 758-2400. Let the experts, they got three trucks on the road every day, Kingman, Bullhead, and now California. They're taking care of everybody. And they're going to work on your thermostat, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler, get you nice and comfortable like you like to be during the summer. Call 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home and commercial, complete installation, repairs, and replacements and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron's uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. So call for a scheduled treatment. And problem areas are not a problem, and they do weed control. Call 758-5499. I did. They come to my house every month. We got no bugs. And healthy pets. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Ryan, have you come down and tried that yet?
No, I have not been to that. I've heard you guys talking about it, and I would love to come down and give it a try.
You're going to have to. Have a meeting with Dave or something there.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. It's a healthy breakfast, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners, and you're going to find the food filling and tasty and good for you. How can that happen? Plus, nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out their full menu on their website. It's ProFitKitchen.com, KITCHIN.com. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Walker Service Electric. And now we're back in with Ryan from downtown Kingman, the sports guru and recreation. And during the summer, do you do a lot of programs that are just for the youth?
Well, absolutely. I mean, year-round, we're trying to provide activities for everybody in our demographic, our senior citizen community, our adult community, and, of course, the kiddos in our community. So summertime in particular is a busy time frame because we're trying to make sure we're keeping the kids in our community active. The last thing we want to see is a bunch of kids sitting on their butts in their homes all summer long. We want to keep them active and keep them engaged in the community. So we do have a wide variety of camps, classes, and trips that are offered at this time of year. One of the ones we're taking registrations for right now, because it starts on Monday, is our Summer Fun Days Child Care Camp Program at Paula Christie Elementary School in downtown Kingman. This is a great program, Larry. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's probably been a long time since you've had to pay for child care, but I'm telling you, it is an arm and a leg to pay for child care for your kiddos. And just because the kids are out for summer doesn't mean mom and dad have got time off of work.
Right.
So we try to provide this enjoyable sport activity for kiddos who want to come down to Paula Christie Elementary School. They get to be put into age groups with their fellow campers, and we've got educational activities, physical fitness activities, learning activities, field trips. We provide lunches. We've got just day-long activities with drop-offs as early as 7:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 5:30 p.m. because we want to be able to help accommodate those parents' schedules. It's a great program. It's a ton of fun. We do all kinds of fun special events and activities at this day camp program. But I got to tell you, session one is already sold out, back to the rafters with a waiting list.
Wow.
So there is limited space in a lot of these activities, and you know we're having trouble bringing back sufficient staffing to cover all the programs we need, largely thanks to the unemployment benefits that are continuing to be extended. We're having a lot of trouble getting these former high school teachers or college teachers that we would be expecting back from NAU and ASU. They're not joining us this season because they're continuing to draw unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
That hurts our numbers. When we don't have enough staff, that means we have to limit how many kiddos we can take, and that hurts the community. So we're trying hard to offer as much as we can in a safe environment. But the Summer Fun Days Day program is sold out for session one. There is still space in the remaining sessions. I recommend if anybody's interested in this program that they not wait. They should contact the Kingman Parks and Rec office quickly as they can manage at area code 928-757-7919. Our staff here can get you all booked.
You know, maybe it's time for your dad to come out of retirement and help out a little bit.
Good luck. I can't even get him off the golf course. I can't get him off. No luck to be had there, trust me.
Come on, Daryl, help out. I mean, how long did your dad have your position there?
So he was the head of Parks and Recreation here for some 25-plus years.
Wow.
And, yeah, that was top of the food chain. I'm not there. I'm just a lowly cog well, in the machine here.
But does your dad take ownership on starting some of these programs over the last 25 years?
Yeah. He was instrumental in the development of the rec programs, the parks programs, the golf programs, turf maintenance programs, as well as the construction and design of most of the major parks here in Kingman.
Wow.
So nice to be able to help carry on the family legacy, and nice to be able to help bring recreation and sports opportunities to the next generation of kiddos in our community.
Now, when you guys get together for a cup of coffee or a double-double or something, he doesn't tell you, Ryan, are you taking care of this for me? Are you taking care of that for me? Are you covering this?
No, of course. He's pretty much walked away from that ownership there. I think he was pretty happy and pretty satisfied with the legacy they left behind. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't stop him from being critical of literally every part of my job, but he's pretty much walked away from the day-to-day operations.
Well, that's good. And he spends a lot of time in the golf course?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And that's your golf course, right?
That's the municipal golf course. Servet Cliffs Municipal Golf Course is run by the City of Kingman, and our staff over there are doing a great job keeping it up. The numbers are looking great over at Servet Cliffs this summer.
Now, he doesn't come home and complain about some of the holes, does he, you know?
Not to me, he doesn't. I don't know.
He might complain to the people there at the golf course, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I'd say it's a safe bet, Larry.
Yeah, yeah. They already knew him because they worked for him, right? So
That's right.
So they know what they got to put up with. So, too fun. You got a carnival for the summer, don't you?
Yes. Our summer programs are getting ready to kick off on the special events side of things here soon. We're going to be having the summer carnival and movie night. That's scheduled for Friday, June 11th. This is one of those affordable family activities that we like to bring to our city.
That's a week from today, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 week from today. And you know, you were just talking about the weather down at Bullhead being a $110, $115.
Yeah.
Well, we're still in the mid-90s up here thanks to our elevation difference.
Right.
So it makes it so it's still tolerable to do outdoor family activities, especially because this program happens at dusk.
And you
so
guys
the
probably
weather starts to cool down.
You guys probably have to put on a windbreaker about 7 o'clock, right?
No, we're not quite breaking out the winter clothes.
No,
not quite yet.
Not a little windbreaker or a sweater?
Refreshing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Right.
No, Ryan, you wear one of those vests with no sleeves, right?
No, that's not my jam. That's not my jam. I don't wear the puffy vests like people out on the coast.
Yeah. So, and then you've got, what's this mud mania I've heard about?
Oh, yes. This is one of the longest-running traditions in the city of Kingman. This year, we're going to be hosting the 43rd annual Mighty Mud Mania. It's scheduled for Thursday, July 15th at Firefighters Memorial Park. It's a giant mud obstacle course that we've been running here since the 70s in the city of Kingman. Our maintenance team comes up and they dig up trenches, and they build up a couple of mud hill mountains. They hang some ropes and lay down some tires. It's been a fun activity for people for multiple generations of Kingmanites.
Wow.
And people from all across Mojave County. Now, this is our 43rd year doing it, although we did have to cancel last year for COVID. We're back in full swing this year. It is a 100% completely free family event, and we usually get between 700 and 1,000 people in attendance for this
event. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Even though it's on a Thursday, we get a ton of kiddos who come out and enjoy. The program's not just for kids, Larry. We have age divisions that go all the way up to our silver seniors division, and I believe our oldest runner in the event was 74 years old.
Dang.
A couple of years back.
Gee.
He is one of our legacy people. He's been with the program for many years. He was 74 last year.
Wow.
Or 2 years ago, rather.
Fantastic. That's fun. So that's July the 15th. Start getting in shape for that, for those people
to
participate.
It's one of those spectacle events that everybody comes out just because it sounds so ludicrous. They have to come see it for themselves, and it's just so much fun to watch.
Good. Then you've got family outdoor bingo. What is that?
Yeah, so part of the programs that we run 3 to 4 times a year is our family bingo night. Some of them we do indoors, and at this time of year, some of them we like to do outdoors. The next one we have scheduled is our family outdoor bingo dinner and dessert night at Centennial Park. It's on Friday, July 16th, on the basketball courts here at Centennial. This is another one of those very affordable family activities. You know, Larry, we've talked about this before, but we always like to share the information.
Right.
The city of Kingman is a nonprofit entity, as most municipalities are.
Right.
Our goal is never to make a bundle of money off our special events. All we have to do is put on a superior recreation program that is enjoyable to the community at a bare minimum of expense to the taxpayer. So if we're covering the cost of our program, we don't have a need to turn a profit on things like this.
Right.
So we make activities like this as affordable as we can possibly manage. And it's very rarely would you have an opportunity to get your 2 adults and 3 kiddos coming out for a night-long activity, including your dinner and everything else involved, for a paltry $5 per person.
$5
takes care of your movie, your bingo, your food. $5 a head. Tell me where else you can get a full night of family entertainment and activity for $5 a person.
That's perfect price.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those things we do as an investment in the community. Our staff does a great job. Beth Matthews is one of our recreation coordinators here, and she puts on that event every single year. It turns out wonderful. We usually have a great group of people who come out there to enjoy. It's just plain fun.
Wow.
With your music, entertainment activities, it's just a great, enjoyable experience.
I love it. And $5 is so reasonable, you know. Let us take another break. We're going to come right back and chat more with Ryan. If you got questions, you know, you can call in. We got two lines, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Do you and your friends often say, "Where do we want to go for lunch?" Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead, to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
There we go. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by John Paul, George, and Ringo. And Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving our communities of Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Starting off with the Laughlin walk-in here in the mall, faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then, of course, they have the Imaging Center in Hancock and Train. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has the Wound Care Sports Medicine. They also have they also have podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, and family doctors. Then Warm Sea has a hospital and an ER on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have medical questions, call 763-CARE, 763-2273. Claudia will answer the phone and she'll get you to somebody who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you're paying too much for insurance? Well, why don't you sit down with a professional? Show them your policies. Here's what I'm paying and what can you do for me? Well, Greg, Stephanie, or David can look at them and maybe say, well, you're paying too much on this one. Let's try this and maybe we can put this and that together and save you, you know, $300 or $400 a year. That'd be nice. Well, call and make an appointment and see if it can happen for you. 763-8464. Make an appointment, go in, and save some money. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find it's very difficult to do chores around the house. Well, assisting those seniors in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. They can do all kinds of care for your family. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, personal care. Wings of an Angel services Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave. Then they go the other way to Golden Valley and Kingman, everything but medical. They don't do medical, but they do all the things that are important to a senior. Call 928-404-2840. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. They service transmissions starting at $99 for most vehicles. You can also, you know, you change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about your transmission? It runs on oil, too, you know, and there's a lot of parts in there that need to be taken care of. Oh, and speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up at ATCO. And get your air conditioning checked now before it's 118. If it's 112, that's close enough, but it's only $19.99 plus Freon. So stop by or call 444-1244. They're on the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby. We're also brought to you by TWE Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And we're back on the phone with Ryan. And but before we talk about the trails, and you have youth sports that you guys run, too, during the summer, right?
Yes. At this time of year, as we mentioned earlier, it's important to keep your kiddos active in the community. So we've got a very unique program that we've been running for many, many years. It's called the Little Tykes Multi-Sport Camp Program. This is the littlest kids, the 3 to 5 year olds, who are going to be able to get their first taste of a variety of different sports and activities. It's important at this stage of their development for them to be able to hear from an authority figure that is not mom or dad. This is likely before they go to preschool, before they go to kindergarten for sure, But it's a lot of the T-ball and youth soccer, they don't have programs for kiddos this young. So the city's been offering this Little Tykes program for many, many years, and it's a very, very well-enjoyed and well-attended program. So they've got three different sports for you to choose from with a discount if you book to all three. We offer the beginner fundamental classes and teaching for things like T-ball, basketball, and soccer. And these kids get to go out and try a little bit of each of those sports so they can find out what they want to pursue when they get to be old enough to try out for Little League T-ball or the Junior Grasshopper Soccer Program or the very youngest basketball leagues that the city of Kingman runs. It's an adorable program because the kids are so little, they're like weeble wobbles. They bang into each other and fall down and laugh and giggle. The parents get to collect great photos of the kids having a terrific time playing with each other. And this is another program where two out of our three sessions are sold out with a waiting list, packed to the rafters.
Wow, already?
That's right, that's right. So we were kind of looking at all of our numbers across the board and showing that there is tangible proof that the interest in recreation obviously is still there among the community. We were not certain in the post-COVID era, as people
right.
were coming out of this COVID funk, whether or not people would be interested in coming back out and whether they'd be willing to go out there and enjoy these outdoor sports with activities and groups of people again. We weren't really sure how those numbers were going to look. But now that we're seeing the Summer Fun Days camp program sold out with a waiting list, the Summer Tykes, Little Tykes sports program sold out with a waiting list, and the huge, huge outpouring they've had over at the junior golf program at Serbeck Cliffs Municipal Golf Course, clearly the indication there is that people are ready to get back to business as usual, ready to get back to sports, ready to get back to socialization. So we're so happy to be able to offer these camps and activities because the demand is clearly there, and that's the name of the game for us.
Good.
We've got to meet those demands of our community.
Excellent, excellent. And you are, and you still got a little bit room for more.
Yeah. We've always taken on new activities, and one of the ones we had tried a few years back but didn't see much success was our track and field mini camp. A lot of parents have been saying, I'd like my kid to be able to be taught how to do competitive running, the long jump, the track, the softball throw, and the shot put. Those fun things that you're not going to get a chance to do until high school,
yeah.
They're asking, why not? Why can't we do something a little bit younger? So we went ahead and put a program together, and our mini track and field camp is over half capacity right now. So we're still taking registrations, but the mini track and field camp is another fantastic, fun program for the young kids of our community. That program begins next week, and there is still time to register in that program. If anybody wants more information about the mini track and field camp or the youth tennis lessons that are being offered here at Centennial Park, we encourage you to call the Parks and Rec here office here at 928-757-7919.
Wow, okay. Hey, tomorrow they're doing a White Cliffs Trail cleanup. What is that?
That's right. Yeah, we just got a call about that this morning. So we've got an Adopt-a-Park program, much like you see those signs on the side of the highway, the Adopt-a-Highway program that
right.
businesses or families or churches can take advantage of. Well, we do the same thing with our local parks and trail systems because no matter how dedicated our people are and how much our staff works at it, there's still going to be litter, there's still going to be graffiti, there's still going to be damages to the trail facilities and damages to our parks.
Right.
So we're so grateful for the local groups who have chosen to adopt these various facilities. The Downtown Merchants Association, I believe, is sponsoring the White Cliffs Wagon Wheel litter pickup and removal tomorrow. And that's something they're going to go up with their trash bags and their pickers, and they're
yeah.
going to grab any refuse that they find. They're going to report any damage or graffiti that they find, and they're going to make sure that area looks spiffy and looks great because we've got a very special event happening next week there at the White Cliffs Wagon Wheels Trail.
What is that?
That's going to be the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony of the newest section of the White Cliffs Wagon Wheel Trail. That's going to be on June 7th at 10 a.m. sharp. That's probably the one you were talking with our mayor about
right.
in your interview earlier in the week.
She was excited to see it, you know, growing and adding on to it.
It's very, very difficult to put in a new trail system, Larry. I'm
yeah.
sure you can understand.
Exactly.
It's expensive. It's laborious. It's difficult. Phase one of the construction on this project, it began back in December 20th of 2021. It only just now finished. It required a $30,000 grant that the City of Kingman Parks and Rec was awarded, and that helped to fund the project. It was designed by the Colorado River Area Trail Alliance, which does a lot of stuff out in this area.
Right.
The construction was helped provided by the ACE team, the American Conservation Experience team, and these people go out there in their tents with their bedroll and their tents and their little pup areas, set it up there, and they go out there every day with their tools, and they help to work to widen and beautify and to make those areas clean and accessible.
Oh.
So it has been a long journey to get phase two of this ready to go, but they're finally ready to cut the ribbon on that expansion. They've done things like new sign holders, handicap parking accessibility, and a lot of those things were provided by the Kingman Parks and Recreation team members, but we couldn't have done it without the expertise and the tireless efforts of the Colorado River Area Trail Alliance and the American Conservation Experience. It's been an extremely pleasing result because we get so many nice compliments from our out-of-town, out-of-state, and out-of-country visitors
who
come for our fantastic trail system.
They all come just for that, right?
Well, that's definitely part of what people are doing. It's not just driving along Route 66. Nowadays, people want to get out and hike the Arizona deserts. They want to go out and see that nature and that community when they're going back to their Southeast Asian countries, or they're going back to their Eastern and Western European countries. The photos that they want to have isn't with the world's biggest ball of yarn. It's not the tourist trap that they want to get a photo with. They want to go home and show their friends and neighbors the beautiful landscape that southwestern United States offers.
Oh.
And Kingman is poised in a prime area to be the hub for travel tourism for a lot of our international visitors.
Good. So you're going to cut that ribbon Monday.
That's right. That's happening on the 7th, June 7th, at 10 a.m. sharp. It's going to be at the White Cliffs Wagon Wheel Trailhead. Our director, Mike Miersma, is going to be going up to make some statements, and we'll have a couple of our political so-and-sos are going to be there. A lot of our high-ranking politicos will be there.
Sure.
And it's always well-attended. Those ribbon-cutting programs are well-attended by our hiking and biking enthusiasts.
Oh, I'll bet, because they can't wait to cut the ribbon and go walk the trail.
That's right. That's right. And they're always giving us suggestions for new improvements. I wish we had that bottomless pit of money that we could make all those improvements to the trails.
Yeah, don't we all?
But
hey,
the laborious end of thing makes it a labor of love. That's the fun part.
I want to ask you about the golf course, but I'm wondering if I should interview you or just call your dad.
The best person to speak to would be Greg Prudham. He's our PGA certified golf pro over there at the Cervak Cliffs Trail. But I can help fill in any information.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, answer any questions you might have.
Tell us about it.
So the Cervak Cliffs Municipal Golf Course is ranked by many people as the finest municipal course you will ever play. It is a championship-level 18-hole golf course nestled along the I-40 freeway. A lot of people call it the Emerald or the Jewel of Kingman because as you're coming across the brown, red rock desert landscapes, all of a sudden as you crest the hill on the, coming out of downtown Kingman, you come across this beautiful emerald green belt that goes right along holes 16, 17, and 18 along the highway. It's gotten so many people to pull their vehicle off the side of the road so they can get pictures wondering, where is this beautiful golf course? I never knew this existed.
Yeah.
It has pulled those travelers off their travels on the I-40 to come over and explore what a gorgeous course that we have. Our parks maintenance and golf course maintenance staff do a wonderful job keeping that up and active throughout the year. And, of course, our PGA-certified staff over there in the pro shop have got information and answers to all your questions about all things golf. It's a very competitive, reasonably priced course to play on. They offer all kinds of great discounts, like our Veterans Appreciation Day discounts, the school district appreciation staff discounts, and we're thrilled to say that we're getting back several of our high-profile golf tournaments that had to be canceled last year due to COVID. A lot of them are coming back this year, and several of them have already been sold out. So, I mean, it's we're drawing people from southern Utah, Nevada, and California coming out here to play for the first time, or even better, coming back to play a second or third time because they enjoyed it so much the first time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Ryan, what phone number can people get a hold of you at if they have questions?
Sure thing. So if anybody has questions about the Kingman Parks and Recreation Department, they can contact our office at area code 928-757-7919. That's the main office number here for Kingman Parks and Rec. We encourage people to check out our website at cityofkingman.gov Remember, that's cityofkingman.gov. You don't want to go to cityofkingman.com. You remember why, Larry?
It's not you.
That's not us. It's Kingman, Kansas. If you go to cityofkingman.com, it's going to send you to Kingman, Kansas, and they have a lousy recreation program over there. I can say that because I don't think the 106.3 transmitters go that far to our neighboring city over there.
No, they don't. So they don't.
We don't mind ripping on them a little bit. It's all done with love.
Right.
And we always encourage people to stay informed by visiting our Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks. We put all of our information about our classes, trips, programs, and activities on our Facebook page. We encourage people to get informed, stay active, and if they ever have a question, pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'll be happy to walk you through it.
Ryan, thank you so much. You're always full of great information. The City of Kingman should be proud of you and proud of their trails and their parks and all the recreation programs.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. We always appreciate the opportunity to address the audience, and we appreciate just being able to spread the good word of recreation in our community.
All right. You have yourself a super weekend.
Thanks a lot, Larry. You too.
Thanks, Ryan. All right. Stick around. We got a couple good things here to tell you, and we're going to be back right after this. A little bit more Beatles for you.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or a corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006. Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall.
When I get older, losing my head, many years
days from now.
Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community, working just as quickly as they can. I tell you, fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. You can pre-register today, and all that does is say you're interested in knowing what's going on, and they will email you that information. So go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband and just fill out a couple questions there, and then they'll get back with you and keep you up to date, or you can call 888-227-2095. Customers save money with TWN Communications, so that's pretty good too. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem, and dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. This guy, you know, on Fridays, he's trying to wrap everything up. So he, as quickly as he can, he wants to get you the money so he can get out of the office on Fridays. So he can play golf on Saturday or ride his Harley. Well, you can't do that when you're just passing out money. So he wants to get it all out on Friday. So if you haven't gone in yet and sat down and filled out some paperwork and said, I need an extra room in my house because my grandmother's coming to live with us. Or I need a vacation home in the Wallapies. You got to fill out that paperwork, give it to him, and then he goes down in the vault, and he brings you up the cash you need. You need 150, you need 300, you need 900, whatever you need. He just goes down the vault, brings it up, hands it to you. There you go. He puts it on a tray. You know, it's a nice presentation when he hands you $900,000. So call Chad, make an appointment, 288-2691, 288-2691. Somebody else will answer the phone. Tell them you want Chad. Okay. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Save the dates. Make your wedding plans there. Our event is unforgettable at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Enjoy the five-star view, the great food, the fabulous venue for weddings, rehearsal dinners, corporate lunches, whatever you need, events of all sizes and celebrations of all sizes. Public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Go to LaughlinRanch.com for more information. We're also brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And now, Bullitt City Police Department put out a notice yesterday. There's a reward. You like money? $750 reward. The Bullitt City Police Department is investigating a string of commercial burglaries that have occurred at several local businesses. Most of these burglaries occur in the morning hours between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., and the suspects have stolen expensive surveillance equipment and a lot of cash. Silent Witness is offering the $750 reward. Leading up to the arrest of the individual who is responsible, of course. If you have information, contact Bullitt City Police Department, 763-1999. That's a non-emergency number into the dispatch center. They'll take your information. They'll keep you confidential. You know, they're not going to tell you who told them. They're going to go arrest this guy or guys or gals, but they're not going to tell them who told them they're there. Or you can call Silent Witness, 888-227-8780. And, of course, you remain anonymous. They also have a whole suggestion of things you should do for your business. You can find those on our Facebook page. I won't go down. There's seven of them. On Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page, they're all there. So check that out as soon as you possibly can, and you will find some good information. Oh, our Suns. Yes, our Phoenix Suns. Monday night, take on the Denver Nuggets. That's going to be a great game, and you can listen to the right here on KNTR. We don't have the time yet, but we will by Monday, and we will share that with you so that you can tune that in. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Don't forget, check your smoke alarms this weekend. Make sure they all work. Protect your family. Leo, Sonny, and Sam are in next with Paul Lavoie. You know, Sean Hannity listens to it because it's so conservative with those three guys in the studio. Check it out. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.